radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday. We're just starting on out here, getting everything back to battery after my prolonged illness. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about it other than it did catch me by surprise. It was a reminder that, yes, I'm in my 60s, and I don't get sick. That's the funny thing about it. I don't get ill. I don't come down with these things. But I got slammed about a week ago. And I've been in the hospital. I got home just yesterday. They got me all wired up with all these little tubes and everything that I got to deal with. But we're going to just keep on plowing through the radio show, talk about what needs to be talked about, keep the focus on things. I cannot tell you how absolutely delighted I am to hear that Ben Swan is now part of the Republic Broadcasting Network, because I'm a huge admirer of his. I've had him on my show quite a few times, and he's out there. He's saying what people need to hear. And just real quick, for everybody who wrote in to support Claire and I when we were going through this emergency crisis, thank you all very much for your support. I understand they're still actually getting flowers over at the hospital from places like Ireland and New Zealand. People were just sending stuff in from around the world, and they're sharing them out as well. And thank you for all your support. It was a bit of a shock because, as I said, I don't get sick. I don't have a primary care doctor. What it has come out is that this new model of urgent care, in order to keep costs down, is you show up, you say you're ill, the doctor says you're not really ill, it's in your head, and we're going to be talking to a lawyer about this, but it really came down to a situation where the urgent care insisted there was nothing wrong with me, and then 2 days later, of course, I was seriously, seriously ill in the emergency room, and you know, so we're back out, we're doing what we're doing here, and we're going to get back on the air. So, getting on to the more important news here, and again, thank you for everybody's kind words and support, because it really did help, and it was a bit of a wake-up call, because, you know, especially looking in this little monitor here and realizing, yeah, I'm not a young guy anymore. It's been a while since I've been a young guy, as a matter of fact here. All right, so speaking of health issues, getting over down to West Virginia, apparently the ongoing problem from the after effect of the chemical dump is continuing to be felt, where they're having to close schools because of water contamination from these fracking chemicals that were put out there. And it almost just seems like there's this incredible reckless disregard for safety. There was another story that came out earlier today about how there's been a huge class one recall of meat in the United States. It's apparently been frozen storage for something like a year, going from last January to this January, where they were just not paying any attention to the quality of the food. But it's just get it out there, get the money spent. And it just seems like, and maybe I'm being hypersensitive because of the urgent care situation, but it seems like any kind of an obligation toward trying to keep our food supply and our water supply safe and healthy has just completely gone away. Everybody's just all hot and bothered about how are we going to get war with Iran going? How are we going to get war with Syria going? You know, all these other things. And it's been kind of weird. I've been watching Fox News all morning where they're just out there just trying to find some way they can say, oh, we've got to go into Syria. We've got to go into this. They're just out there so desperate to get this war going. And it almost seems, and again, maybe it's because I was away for a few days, but it almost seems like Fox News isn't even really reporting anything coherent. It's just wrong airport landings, food inspections have failed, all the rest of that other stuff, and of course, all the focus on the Sochi Olympics. And so it almost feels like there's a lot of chaos and just a lot of ideas and individual thoughts being put out there to sort of keep things blurred. Okay. So anyway, moving on down here, as you're probably already aware, anger of the world regarding the NSA is continuing to grow. We have more revelations that the NSA has been involved in targeted drone assassinations. In fact, they were just talking before we went to air. They were talking about Obama's going out there saying it's time for more drone strikes. And on what basis? On absolutely what basis is the president sending out drones to kill foreign targets? Because, hey, we've got a terror threat out there, and we've got to get the terror threat going. We've got to get the war with Syria going, because we've been watching them build this for a couple of months now. Every time this country gets into a financial mess, they get into a war to get out of it. And that's what this is really all about. All wars are bankers' wars. They're just trying to get that out there. And they were earlier talking about how Sochi, there's going to be something at Sochi. They're just, you know, waving it around. There's got to be something at Sochi. We need to go. And they're just selling the idea that we've got to get a war going someplace. And I think most people, even the talking heads on Fox, just looking at them, you just see it on their face. They understand there's no real reason for any of this other than trying to solve this government's financial problems. Which gets us down to a looming deadline coming at the end of this month. And that is, of course, that once again, the U.S. federal government has run out of money. They're trying to figure some way they can just come up with more money out of thin air and loan it to everybody at interest. And it's the same situation we went through last year with the sequestration. The government has simply run out of money, and the Federal Reserve, all the Federal Reserve does is create brand new money out of thin air and say, here, borrow it at interest and all will be well. And we know that doesn't work. We know that model of banking doesn't work. It's the model of banking we fought a revolution to be free of. And right now we have these money junkies who are desperate to find some way to keep this little scam going of having a privately lent public currency as a money-making venture, a public currency that is not a public utility, and they can't figure out a way to convince the American people to go along with this because the American people have picked up on this and said, this stuff is nonsense. This is absolute nonsense. All right, so let's see. New Snowden docs confirm NSA's role in drone killings, apparently along with various other information being gleaned from your computers. The NSA's computers have developed some kind of a scanning matrix, if you will, where they're using the computers to say, oh, we think this person ought to be killed. And there's absolutely no ground for it whatsoever. We're talking about innocent people in other countries who have done no wrong to anybody here in the United States of America, but it's just all about pushing and pushing and pushing for the drone strikes to try and get something going that's going to be violent. And they're practically telegraphing that whole situation. Glenn Greenwald, of course, has his new website out. They've come out with new information as well about the extent to which the NSA is calling the shots in the assassination program. And all of this, of course, is unconstitutional. All of this is a complete violation of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in the United States of America. The government is not allowed to just kill you for no reason at all. In fact, they're not even allowed to kill you for a really good reason. without going through due process, without putting you in front of a jury of your peers and saying this guy did horrible things. He tap danced barefoot on shag carpeting and he must be made to pay for it. There are rules by which this government is supposed to operate. Rules that protect the citizen from the avarice of the greedy, the money junkies. That's really what it comes down to. So we're going to be coming up here on a little bit of a commercial break. Please join us on the air to talk about your opinion about what's going on, and we'll be back after these few words.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Pardon me. Welcome back to the show here, and I apologize for all the little technical glitches that we're dealing with because it has been away. I was a little late getting the BAM user video feed up and running. That's up and running. A reminder, it is Monday, February 10th, 2014, here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm going to apologize again because I've got a list of talking points that they're kind of all over the place because I've just sort of been taking it off the feed earlier during the program. But it does almost seem like there's a building sense of chaos, at least in the reporting coming out of the corporate media, to just throw out stories out there to keep everybody looking around. Fox News was running this one about these choirs, these kids who apparently have this annual tradition of singing the national anthem at this acoustically live building, and they were showing that one over and over and over again today. And it's great that, you know, they're ramping up the patriotism. But again, it just seems like they're trying to keep the focus diffused and get away. And ultimately, we know that because of past history of this country, what this government does when they get into this mess, when they allow the private central bankers to take control of the public currency, inevitably they get into a situation where they need to get into a war to sort the whole mess out. And that's very clearly what they're trying to do. What they can't come up with is a reason for a war that the American people are going to buy. Because we know it's just nonsense. We know it's just complete nonsense here. Let's see, more information coming on out. This is, again, Glenn Greenwald has come out with more of his new information. And this is information coming out through NBC News, where they're now starting to come out and say, yes, there is a legal memo that says the U.S. government can totally kill its own citizens without trial. No, there isn't. They can say there's one. They can sit up there and say, yes, I have a memo written on official White House letterhead stationery that says I have the right to just kill any Americans I don't like. No, you do not. You need to remember, Mr. Obama, when you are the president, the presidency is a title. It is an office. And you are the president only when you operate within the limits placed on that office by the Constitution. What is really very alarming right now is the absolute blatant disregard for constitutionality we're seeing coming out of the Obama White House. Members of Congress, their attitude seems to be, well, really that whole Constitution thing, it's just getting in the way. We just got to find a way to work around that and start this war and get this thing really going. But the reality is that we're heading into another big political fight in Congress. How are they going to pay the bills? How are they going to pay the bills that keep piling up here? And again, it goes all the way back to that very simple, fundamental reality of private central banking. And that is that you have private bankers who are allowed to create an issue and loan money at interest to the general public. It is a system that creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt. And sooner or later, the system's going to crash. And that's where we are right now. And they're trying to figure out a way to somehow get a war going so they don't have to admit they screwed up. They're trying a repeat of what we saw in World War I and World War II. They're trying to just repeat that game and say, oh, yes, we'll solve everything with a war. And, you know, we'll build monuments to all those kids who got blown to bloody bits there. But it'll be worth it. It'll be a big statue for them. They can feel proud that they allowed themselves to get blown to bloody bits here to save the almighty bankers. Anyway, so. All right, let's see here. Apparently Maryland is looking at a bill to ban all state resources for NSA spying, and Maryland has the right to do that. Remember, you need to come out from this point of view that what the NSA is doing is illegal. What the federal government is doing is illegal. The fact that it's the federal government doesn't make it right. And the states have the right to pull the plug on all of these facilities, whether it's water, whether it's electricity, whether it's power, access, sewage, doesn't really matter. At some point, the states have a right to say what this federal government is doing is a crime, it is illegal, it is unconstitutional, it delegitimizes the government, and we got to start pulling the plug on this thing. We're hearing talk about later in this month a global coordinated effort to absolutely derail the NSA, to de-link everybody's phones from the NSA networks, basically find ways to protect your privacy. Of course, we've been talking about that for quite some time with our NSA challenges. where we basically put out there and showed that the NSA is able to read your traffic and information only as long as you play by the rules they set up. And as long as you're willing to walk away and say, I'm not going to play by the rules. I'm not going to have work reduction packets in my encryption. I'm not going to limit my key length so the NSA can spy on what I'm doing. That's the big, deep, dark secret of the NSA challenge. They're not particularly good codes. They just have very long keys. And that's all it takes to defeat the NSA. And that's why they're very unhappy right now. And the NSA is sitting there, you know, throwing a tantrum and saying, you guys are supposed to play the way we told you to play. You're supposed to leave your codes open so we can watch what you're doing. No, we're not. You show me anywhere in the United States of America Constitution where the American people are ordered and constrained in any way to leave their privacy wide open for an intrusive government. It's not there. So we've got a bunch of these frustrated James Bond spooks sitting around whining and crying that the party's over. It's a terrible, terrible situation there. And I don't know where it's going to end, because obviously the people who are pushing for more NSA surveillance and more drone strikes and more war, they've run out of options. It's not like they can look in the mirror and say, you know, maybe we ought to try a different idea here. Let's try a different approach to solving this problem. Let's go back to the idea of a public currency as a public utility. Let's go back to restarting the United States of America as the founding fathers originally put it together. Because the money junkies will never allow that to happen. And that's why they're trying to figure out some way they can get the war going, whether it's going to be Sochi or Syria. We've got the new director of Homeland Security is out there saying Syria is now a key threat to the American homeland. They're just looking for an excuse to start the war. They really, really are here. Pardon me for that. It is going to take me about a week, maybe two, to finally sort of get back here. Now then, getting over to this whole zero tolerance policy on firearms is an interesting story coming out of Chicago, where apparently an 11-year-old boy voluntarily found and turned in a non-firing toy gun. Did the right thing. Ooh, I found this plastic toy gun. Doesn't work. I'm turning it in. They suspended him. And you have to wonder, what is this attitude problem that we're seeing from the government, where they're out there trying to say guns are bad, guns are bad, guns are bad, and yet anytime you've got a kid who does the right thing, they got to punish him for it. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of common sense coming down in along our political leadership right now. They're just out there just trying to sell this idea that it's time for a new world war. I don't want to do a new world war. I don't want to do a new world war at all. All right, we're going to take a break here for some commercials. Join us on the air. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're going to take a phone call here. James in Washington. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike, we had a little Vince Foster flashback moment here in Tacoma, because actually we've been getting over this Super Bowl hype and nobody's really been talking about it. They found one of the Russell investment bankers dead, allegedly jumped off the ramp of the Narrows Bridge. Can you find that hard to believe?
Not at all, not at all.
Yeah, he actually, according to the police report, he parked his car 3 blocks away, walked to the ramp instead of to the bridge mid-span and jumped. So we had a little moment there. And there was a story that was in the paper there that we didn't get a chance to bring to you because you were a little missing in action there, but they said 100 kids were turned away from Children's Hospital in Seattle. And the funny thing about Children's Hospital, it's always worked on a sliding scale. Either you have enough to pay a little bit, and if you don't have any money, there's no charge. So you can kind of relate to that story, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely can do that. But like I said, I'm looking at all these reviews of the urgent care system that is being sort of promoted as the new business model. The reviews are terrible. I mean, at one point they were trying to tell me that I'd come down with lung cancer, and they didn't do an X-ray. They didn't do any of the basic diagnostic tests. They simply said, you're fine. Get some over-the-counter medication and you'll be great. And of course, 2 days later, I was in the emergency room, and we're seriously going to be looking at a lawyer for this situation, because it was a near miss. Let's not kid ourselves. It was a near miss, and I'm not happy about that at all.
Yeah, you'll find too that they're going to have a story that'll be popping up. You might even get it on your website. They arrested a 15-year-old boy here for murdering his mother last Friday. Of course, they're not going to mention the medications he was on. He was just, for some reason, decided to stab his mother to death here in Seattle.
No, that's a horrible, horrible tragedy. And I remember looking at some of the stories coming out over the netbook about how apparently the police were ignoring a 911 call from a kid. I don't know if that's the same story or not, but it almost seems like things are just in such chaos right now that everybody's going through the motions and nobody's really trying to solve any of these problems.
Yeah, it's horrible, Mike. And the last thing before you cut me out there, they had a C-SPAN 3 Senate hearing last week. And unfortunately for people that can't get C-SPAN 3, because you actually have to pay for that one, but Barbara Boxner told the head of the NRC that, how dare you not give us all the paperwork? How dare you claim the Fifth Amendment or national security? And isn't that the kettle calling the pot black? Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, you got it. Thanks an awful lot. Let's see. There's tritium in your water, EPA to revisit safety levels. It's another case here where the federal government agencies that collect tax revenues to protect you from industrial pollutants just aren't doing the job anymore. And tritium is definitely something you don't want to be having into your diet. And it's just out there. It's just, they go through the motions. We saw that with Minerals Management Service down in the Gulf of Mexico. We saw it with, well, the Securities Exchange Commission with Bernie Madoff. These government agencies are just racking in the dough. They're having a real good time. And they go through the motions, and that's it. They're not really there to take care of the country. They're there to make the elected officials look like they're taking care of the country. Alrighty, so moving right along here. Let's see. Another interesting little story. We've talked a lot about fluoride and fluoride in diet. Apparently, there's a new study out. New study out from Harvard, the School of Public Health, and the China Medical University in Shenyang, basically looked at a combination of 27 different studies and found strong indication that fluoride adversely affects cognitive development in children. Now, that's really not all that much of a shock. We've seen that reported many, many times before, where they're taking this fluoride, which is an industrial pollutant, and they say, oh, well, how do we get rid of it? Oh, well, just we'll put it in toothpaste. We'll put it in this other stuff, and we'll say it's a good thing, and they'll buy it and put it in their bodies, and we'll get rid of the problem that way. But it's been documented for quite some time that fluoride does impair cognitive development in children, and the new numbers are an average of 7 IQ points in these studies that are being carried out. Why are they doing this? Well, because it's just another product to sell. Just they've got a buildup of all this fluoride toxic material. They don't know what else to do with it, so they figure, well, we'll say it's good for teeth. It's good for tooth decay. It's good for this. It's good for that. We'll sell it to people and they'll buy it. And nobody's really keeping an eye out, because it's all being driven by this desire for more of that ink and paper stuff here. Alrighty, let's see. We already talked about the beef recall. 9 million pounds of beef unfit for human food by the U.S. Department of Agriculture got basically ignored for almost a year. Okay. All right, we're going to grab another phone call here. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, welcome back, Michael. Hey,
thank
I just watched the opening ceremonies on the Olympics, the Sochi Olympics, and I just had to laugh a little bit that, you know, that Obama had sent a political message over there by sending all his representatives, who all happen to be athletes and all who are gay, to push that agenda on them, and that during the Sochi Olympics, they had a reenactment of a traditional marriage part of the ceremonies. And I think that was a Putin's way of kind of sticking it back to Obama, you know, trying to push your agenda. I thought it was kind of funny. I don't know if you caught that or not.
I actually didn't, though, but I imagine right now Putin is having at least one little bit of a giggle, and it has to do with that young lady who took the first American Olympic gold, but because of the way the IRS laws are written, she's going to get nailed for something like $10,000 in income taxes on the basis of that gold medal that she just won.
And yeah, I saw that.
Everybody's scratching their heads and say, is this how we honor the best of our best athletes, these kids who have devoted their entire lives, you know, to train and go out and represent the United States, and they go over to these other countries, it's in, you know, the Ring of Steel and terror, and everybody's pounding this thing politically, and she actually goes out and wins, and now she's coming home looking at major, major financial obligations from the IRS. And of course Obama's out there saying there's absolutely no corruption in the IRS right now. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I had another comment to make if you don't mind.
No, go for it.
Yeah, actually, also about what you said about the all wars are banker wars. I totally agree with that. And there is a push right now. I can see it everywhere I look on media, corporate media, that there is a push to go to a war, and it is to solve their economic collapse. That's going to happen sooner or later here, and I think that's always what they do when they don't have a solution to their economic woes. Let's find a war that'll help bring us out of the hole it did in World War II, World War I. So, I can see that to be a possibility.
Yeah. The big question is they don't have a hook. They don't have a marketing device. They don't have something that they can put out there where the American people or the people of the world are going to say, yeah, it makes sense. Let's start a war. Let's start killing people.
Well, they're going to have to create one like they always do.
Oh, yeah, they will. But again,
they'll create one. There'll be a bomb blowing up somewhere, and they'll just point a finger and say, look what they just did. There you go.
Yeah, but I think in this day and age, the people of planet Earth understand that's how these things get done. I don't think a new Pearl Harbor is going to work. They're desperate enough to try, but I don't think it's going to work. Steve, going to let you go. Switch over to Ralph in California. Aloha, Ralph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Glad to have you back. Was a little bit concerned. And Scott Miller mentioned that you had a serious ailment.
Yeah, I did.
I still do.
It's going to be at least 2 to 3 weeks before I'm sort of back to my normal cantankerous self.
Well, I'm glad you're back. Real quick, just a couple comments on the Super Bowl. I don't know if you brought it up. Two commercials, one with Bob Dylan. I don't know if you ever bothered seeing it. Well, at the time, you're probably at the hospital.
Yeah, I was in the hospital. I didn't watch the Super Bowl. You know, years ago when I made TV commercials for a living, it was a point of honor that some of my best work was always on the Super Bowl, but those days are kind of gone. What was the gist of the commercial?
Well, basically, with Bob Dylan, it's like you hear about American Pride, basically, but it's talking about Detroit. And it said, well, let Asia build your phones, let Germany make your beer, make Sweden do your clocks. Here, we'll make your cars. And I go, you got to be kidding me. And they're talking about Detroit of all places. And that was one. So you can pull that up on YouTube when you get a chance and you can see how ridiculous it was. It was pretty pathetic admitting that we don't do anything.
The United States doesn't have anything to sell anymore except its public image, and that's all it is again. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Thank you for the call, Ralph.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones here. Eugene in Ohio. Aloha, Eugene. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Aloha. Right back at you, Michael. And let me first please say to you that it is a comforting feeling to have you back on the air live. All salutations to you, Michael Rivera.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the kind words.
You betcha. My pleasure. And here's what I had a weird thought in my head, Mike, about the NSA challenge. And it seems to me that it would be counterproductive for the NSA to come out and say that they have broken the encryption key on this challenge. It looks like it would, it's kind of conflicting there within your article. I mean, there's just one little line you had there. Not that I'm doubting anything that you say, let me say that, mm-hmm. but, whereas right here, a quote, NSA would have a powerful motive to succeed in breaking into challenges to discourage people from learning to create their own codes. Yes, that'd be a good thing there, but I just don't know. The way I was thinking, the way my logic is working, is it seemed like it'd be counterproductive for them to come out and just roll with that, say, "Oh yeah, we broke that," and blah blah blah.
Well, again, the whole point here is the NSA does not want ordinary Americans developing their own strong encryption. And that's the reason when I put those challenges out there, that's the whole point of the exercise. It doesn't take a brilliant amount of code writing to come up with strong encryption the NSA can't read. That's the whole point of the exercise. And I've gotten a lot of email from people who've taken especially the fourth version and played with it and said, yeah, it's a credible code. And if you're not allowing it to be backdoored, if you're not allowing the NSA to restrict your key length, it's a pretty tough little code to break.
Right, right. So you're talking possibly a 512 key bit length there, correct?
I'm talking way beyond that. I'm talking like 5,000-6,000 bit key.
Oh my goodness! Yes, yes. That's more than the what is it? The military 1,024 or something, or 4,000 and something.
Yep.
Oh, right. Hey, Michael, yeah, that's all I had on my mind for today. But let me just say, once again, glad to have you back on the air live there, Mike.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back here as well. And, you know, like I said, it's going to take a little while before I'm really back up to my normal cantankerous self. We're going to switch over to Obi in Colorado. Aloha, Obi. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk to you about the marijuana legalization here in Colorado and something I've realized. I go to a lot of doctors. I'm disabled, and I've been to several doctors in the last 2 weeks. And since the marijuana was legalized in this state, they now, when you go to the doctor, ask you if you're using marijuana. And when you're on disability, all your paperwork goes to somebody in the government, and they read it. So if you admit to that, you're admitting to violating a federal law.
Yeah.
And they didn't ask this question at all, because I've been to 150 doctors over the last 10 years, and they never used to ask this question. And what it is the feds don't like being told no, even though Colorado legalized marijuana. Well, the feds have come in here and raided several legal marijuana shops because they don't like the fact that Colorado isn't going by their dictates.
Well, it comes down to that fundamental schism between the federal government, which sees itself as the ultimate supreme authority of the country, over and above that of the individual several states. There is a clear disdain for the Constitution and the authority of the individual states coming out of Washington, D.C. right now.
Yeah, I agree with that. And by the way, welcome back. I'm glad you're feeling better. I was in the hospital 5 months ago with pneumonia myself.
Well, not pleasant. Definitely not pleasant at all. I've gotten a lot of email from people who've been dealing with this mycoplasma. Apparently, it is a major problem in Southern California right now, and has caused quite a few deaths. And that's why it was a little alarming just how close we came on this particular situation. But again, looking at the new business model of the urgent care facility, my wife was pulling out all these various reviews that people were looking at. What was going on and saying it's really not good care. It's there to maximize profits and, you know, keep the insurance companies, paid off. But it's not really geared for taking care of the health of the people.
Right. And I wish you luck in any kind of lawsuit. I hope you're successful.
Now, we're looking at it. We're definitely looking at it.
Well, I'm going to let you go. That's all I had for you today, and I hope you get to stay in feeling better. We'll see you later.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And I'm going to apologize again. Every once in a while, I'll have to pull down the volume and cough to sort of keep things clear. And we'll just keep going with that one. All right. Now, I already talked about the beef recall. All right. Let's talk about what's going on with this run-up to a new war with Iran, because all morning long we have been seeing this computer animated video, which frankly I used to teach computer animation at University of Hawaii at Manoa, and this stuff they're showing all over the air is high school level work at best. It's not credible. It is not a real simulation. It's a cartoon is basically what it is. It came from someplace. Nobody's really exactly sure, but it's being bandied about as proof that Tehran is getting ready to attack either Israel or the United States of America. And it looks to me like it's just, again, oh, they're coming to get you. The Japanese are coming to attack Pearl Harbor. And they're just out there just trying to get this thing going to get some kind of military action. Because I'll tell you what's going to happen if they don't get their war going. By the end of this month, the U.S. federal government is going to issue an order that all Americans surrender their physical silver and gold to prop up the banks, just like Roosevelt did back in 1933. And that means, frankly, if you have physical silver and gold, you should be hanging on to it right now. You should make sure it's hidden where NSA can't find it. But that's going to be this government's solution, because it's this government's solution every time they get into this mess. Take it away from you, the people. Give it back to the bankers. And that's really what it comes down to. So there's going to be a huge fight over that, and they're going to come out and they're going to say, for the good of the nation, for the good of the bankers, for the good of the creditworthiness of the U.S. government, we're going to have all of the American people turn in their silver and gold, and we'll give you lots and lots of stacks of paper and ink and all that other kind of stuff. Now, on that same line of pushing forward to the war, this is an article over at ZenGardener.com talking about the redux of PNAC. Now, for those of you who don't remember what PNAC is, PNAC stands for the Project for the New American Century. This was a neocon think tank back in the 1990s that was all about getting war going to serve Israel, to send off young American men and women to be killed and crippled in order to allow Israel to achieve its regional geopolitical aims. And now we're seeing this article coming out where they're saying it is time for an extraordinary crisis needed to preserve the new world order. In other words, this whole project for the new American century is kind of fizzled. It's stumbled. And they're trying to figure out, how do we move this forward? And so we're seeing this article, and that's clearly what we're seeing here. They're looking for something to have happen where the American people will say, yes, it's time to go to war. And I don't think anybody out there is going to buy that one, going to buy that at all. It's just more nonsense. It's more reaping wealth from the masses through war. Bankers love wars. The bloodier, the better. War is the banker's richest harvest. If you have not read it, there's an article that's at whatreallyhappened.com. It's called All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. Somebody made a video to go with it, and you need to look at that, and because you will understand why we are in this mess, because of this private central banking scam that makes these private bankers rich by starting war after war after war. And now we've got the people from PNAC saying, oh, yeah, we need a crisis. We need a crisis to move this thing forward. It's exactly where they're going with this whole situation. All righty, let's see. Coming up here, got a couple more minutes to go. Not too surprisingly, the global warming crowd is having a bad time of it with all the new snow records. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.